And so one of our friends we have on the phone, Brittany, who I was watching all this unfold on your social media yesterday. What was yesterday like?
Oh, and I'm sorry, I'm probably going to cry. If there's one word to describe it, it was terrifying. One thing that I want to explain is they had certain zones evacuate. I don't live in that zone, and my family all came to my house, which we thought was safe. We ended up basically staying in a bathroom and holding the door shut, praying that we were going to make it. Well, my husband held the front door shut because it was going to blow open, and my grandfather holding the back door so that it didn't come in and blow the roof completely off.
And how long was that process?
It feels like an eternity. I want to say it was at least 2 hours, and I have a three-year-old who I was holding dearly to me, and I was prepared to shield her in case the roof came off.
Oh my God. And now, so you said that your house was not in an evacuation zone. So, I mean, for just some perspective for us, so how far is your house from, like, the shoreline?
The shoreline, it would have to be a good 20 minutes.
So, right.
20 miles out, at least.
Absolutely. And that's, you would think that that would be far enough, at least not to, like, you know, suffer the brunt, but not in this case.
I mean, our neighborhood is destroyed. My house is a total loss. We have nothing. I was just talking to my husband, who's a sheriff's deputy, and we're going to try this morning to go and salvage anything we can.
My goodness. So what's next? I mean, do you even know yet? I mean, because we're not even 24 hours after everything has happened.
And I mean, are you safe now?
I am safe. I'm in my cousin's house. Ironically, they were in an evacuation zone. Him and my mother live next door to each other, and their houses are fine. So we're staying here. And what's next is they've got to clear the roads. We drove from our house to my family's house, which I know, Miguel and Holly, y'all know 23rd Street is completely gone.
Gone?
Yes. All the stores, the hospital suffered major damages, the colleges. I mean, we don't even know yet the extent of this. I know a lot of my friends have been asking me to go check on their family members because they can't get a hold of them, but we can't get in to see them.
My gosh.
That whole area. Oh, that makes me cry.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so we tomorrow are having a drive where we're having people come and donate items. And we've been saying so far, water, baby supplies,
batteries,
things that, you know, you can fix. God, it's making me emotional.
I know.
About that.
Same. I just don't even, it just... And we know, this is not the same, but when Hurricane Irma came through last year, I remember just how emotional the following weeks were. Yeah. So I know that this is, like, you know, level times a million. And it just, if you can think of anything in the days when you're trying to put stuff back together that you might need, let us know and we can then relay it out. You know what I'm saying?
I think a good thing that people are asking for on social media is a tarp. Like tarps. Because we have no stores right now. We have nowhere to get anything. So tarps, because we're going to try to cover our homes until we can get insurance, you know, going. And the softer side of things, like my toddler lost everything. All of her toys, literally, her room blew off the house.
Oh my gosh.
So, you know, even toys, things like that, because a lot of these children have nothing.
Yeah.
And I know that's what's affected me the most is my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Wow. Well, we are here, Tampa Bay. We're going to come and help and do the best we can to get you all some stuff. We're joining up with Pepin Distribution. We're going to be at the Walmart on Del Mabry all day tomorrow. Hot 101.5 will be out there from 6 all the way till 7 p.m. We'll be doing the show live out there collecting items. Well, Brittany, thank you so much for taking a second when you're trying to figure your life out.
I know.
To help sort of let us understand what you all are going through up there in the panhandle. So thank you so much.
Thank you. And I'll say one last thing. If you can't get a hold of a loved one, our cell service is out. So don't panic yet. It doesn't mean the worst news. We're just trying to gather our lives together right now.
Absolutely.
Well, we love you, Brittany. And thank you so much for taking a moment to check in with us, okay?
Love you guys. Thank you.